Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and in the mountain of his holiness. The God that we serve is worthy of the praise. I pray that your Monday has been filled with greatness. I pray that it has started off productively, and I pray that the Lord is yet favoring you. I also pray that the presence of the Lord yet resides with you, that you are still feasting off of the word that you heard in your spirit from yesterday, and that God is yet confirming and affirming things for your spirit. I pray that your mind is being renewed day by day, and I pray that you are feeling more ambitious, more driven for the things that are in front of you. I know that we can look back and say, "My God, how much time has passed us," but I want you to know that your greatest days are yet in front of you. You will live to see the goodness of the Lord. Psalmist said, "I would have fainted, lest I believe to have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And I believe, saints, that I have seen that God is good. I pray that you feel the same way. I trust and I pray that you are sensing the same thing that I am feeling in my spirit tonight. I'm excited to share with you further. I'm excited to connect with you once again. And I'm excited that tonight our prophetic prayer partnership has an opportunity to go to the next level. Well, I want you to hear me tonight because tonight I'm going to be sharing some things with you that I believe is going to increase your faith. Your faith needs to go up another notch. And tonight, I believe, is that night. We're talking about looking up. That's what we've really been focusing our January on. Looking up, looking up. Everybody wants to go up, but no one likes to acknowledge the difficulty of looking up. I said something yesterday in the message that I shared with our church, and that is that it must begin in the mind. The pivot begins in the mind before it happens for the body, before it happens for the money, before it happens for the family, before it happens for the business. It must begin in the mind. I think the moment we begin to understand that when we have control over the mind, our mind, that is, when we take control over our own mind, we can control outcomes and narratives, even processes. Yes, we can remain in control. I don't believe that God has placed us here to lose control. I don't believe that God has placed purpose in you for you to not be able to ascertain the control over every matter where it concerns you. I believe that it is the will of God for you to be in control, and not just over situations, but more so over yourself. How often have we become unhinged? How often have we become, amen, just really all out of sorts by allowing the various things that have transpired in our lives to dictate to us how we should feel, how we should react, how we should respond? And it has taken control of us. And instead of us controlling situations, processes, ourselves, we have allowed other sources to do the controlling. And I believe that it is important for us to grab a hold of this concept that I am in control of my own peace. I am in control of my own energy. I am in control of my own atmosphere. I am in control of my own emotions. I am in control. I am never not in control. Well, Bishop, how can you say that? Because I have the greater one living on the inside of me. You cannot have God on the inside of you and not have control. Power. Power over a thing. Power over a thing. So instead of it dominating me, I must now dominate it. And I want you to understand that it is the enemy's job, the ultimate goal of everything dark, vile, and diabolical, to get us disheveled, to dislodge us from faith, from reality, from happiness, from peace, from tranquility, from serenity. It is the enemy's job to get us so disheveled, to get us so disoriented that we just don't know where we are. We don't even know what day of the week it is. But I want to tell you, look up. Before you can go up, you've got to look up. You are in control of which direction you're focusing on. Look up. Well, what does that have to do with tonight's lesson? It has everything to do with tonight's lesson because it speaks about overcoming sad states of being. Last year, I was in Missouri and I was preaching in Missouri, and the Lord gave me to share with the people of God in Missouri concerning overcoming, listen at this, sadness. Overcoming sadness. And why we don't think, while we may not think that that is very indicative and very important to our next level, I want you to know that the enemy has sought and fought very diligently and vehemently to keep us locked, incarcerated, and imprisoned within our own sadness. Every event that occurs in your life, have you ever thought about how heavily it weighs on you? Every report that you have received, every negative narrative that you have lived through, every rumor, every betrayal, every regret. I mean, everything that has transpired in your life has brought you to a place of heaviness, vexation, sadness. It is to create this gloom, this doom, this dark cloud, this shadow over your life to keep you in a dark place. And so the key is that we change our countenance and change our posture and change our view, shifting our perspective, looking up. Seeing the silver lining in every storm cloud, seeing the light at the end of every tunnel. It is time for you and I to hope in God. That brings me to Psalm number 42, because in Psalm number 42, of course, it absolutely says so at verse number 5. It talks about, why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? It speaks of a state of sadness. It speaks not only of a state of sadness, but it goes deeper than just a sadness. It goes into another tier of sadness that is covered by depression. I'm telling you, the dark corridors of depression can be debilitating. Decapitating, even. I mean, it can really remove you from your cognition, your ability to think, your ability to think clearly, your ability to create, your ability to curate. I mean, it literally dislodges you from everything creative, everything that is spiritual. It begins to remove you from that particular place. And so, as the psalmist begins to say at verse number 5, the psalmist then repeats himself at verse number 11, why are you depressed? That's basically what he's saying. Why are you so depressed? Why are you so down? Why are you looking down? It is time to hope in God. The cure for looking down is to look up. The cure for being depressed is to believe God. The cure, the remedy. And I know that there are so many who will argue that point and who will give us so many clinical remedies and anecdotes to keep us in this whole spew of no, it takes so much more than that, and we've got to do the work. But a part of doing the work is believing that the work is possible. So the truth is that it all starts with faith. It all starts with hope. You can't convince someone to do the necessary work to recover until you convince them that there is life in front of them. The truth is, every person that is underneath the sound of my voice has had their bout, if you're not having it right now, your bout with sadness, your bout with looking down. trying to look up and just can't find the energy, trying to hope and just can't find the way. Tonight, I want to ask you the question, and prayerfully, you will ask yourself, why are you allowing sadness to overtake you? Why are you only looking down? Looking down is indicative of only reflecting on where you've been, the experiences you've had, the reminiscing, the remembering. And while that's okay in its place, the truth is that remembering and reminiscing can be toxic to hope. I need you to understand the reason why I've got to look beyond where I've been and what I've experienced and what I've been through is because what I am about to go to is going to shift the trajectory of my life. In other words, what was is going to be overshadowed by what is to become. Your best days are in front of you. I want you to declare that with me tonight, will you? By way of this exercise, my best days are in front of me. Come on, let's declare that tonight once more. My best days are in front of me. See, that is the beginning to hope. That is the base by which you can build a house of hope. The Bible says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me?" It goes on to say, "Hope in God, for I shall again praise him." In other words, I was removed from my place of praise because of my sadness. I was removed from my place of peace because of the events that transpired. My depression overwhelmed me and it caused me to look down. I was removed from my place of praise, my place of worship. I was removed from my place of consecration and prayer. I was removed from that place because of how overwhelming this season has been. But I shall again praise him. He is my help and my God. Once again, I'm going to praise him, for he is my help and my God. Two times the psalmist reiterates this in Psalm 42 at verse number 5 and 6 together, and then at verse number 11, he reiterates how important it is to return to a place of praise. In other words, looking up, changing your view, changing your countenance, shifting your posture. I'm looking up, tired of the sadness, tired of the fatigue, tired of the weariness, tired of the hopelessness, tired of the helplessness, tired of being in that state of mind and in that state of being, tired of being bitter, resentful, regretful, tired of being in these dark spaces, these dark rooms, dark thoughts, dark nights. It is time for me to change the narrative. I am in control of my narrative. I am in control of my atmosphere. No one can take that control from me, not the enemy. And not any of his demonic imps, not any person who has betrayed me, not any person who has done me dirty. No one can take the control of my narrative from me. I choose to hope. My God, tonight I want you to understand that hoping, looking up, trusting, praising, worshiping, it is a choice. I choose to hope. I want you to receive this tonight in your spirit because for many of you, this is your confirmation. For others, this is your wake-up call. For others, this is your recall. It is your recall to a place that you left, a place that you abandoned, a place that you allowed yourself to be disconnected from. The recall is choose hope. Choose hope. Choose to look up. I choose to hope. I want you to help me tonight. Come on, prayer partners. Let's declare that in the realm of the spirit tonight. Come on, let's declare that I choose to hope. Come on, I want you on the Zoom platform. I want you on the conference line. Begin to declare that I choose to hope, regardless of the negative things that have occurred, regardless of the beatings I have encountered, regardless of the, amen, tragedies I have faced, regardless of the heartbreaks that I have experienced, I choose to hope. Hope is my choice. I'm choosing to hope. I believe, in other words, and in essence, I believe that there is life beyond this point. I believe that a turnaround is imminent. I believe that I shall see the goodness of God again. I believe God. Well, that is the start. Sisters and brothers, that is the start. That is the way. That is the place. That is the launching pad to your restoration. That is the launching pad to your place of happiness, your serene place, your place of tranquility, your place that will restore rest to your sleepless nights, your place that will calm your anxieties without sedatives. Your place of faith, your place of power, your place of healing, your place of deliverance, your place of reconciliation. This is the heritage of the saints. Do you not understand that this is your God-given privilege? It is your God-given right. It is the enemy that has you thinking that you don't have a right to these spaces and these gifts. Scripture talks about how all spiritual gifts, all blessings come from God. They come from God. They come from the Father above. They come from the Father of light. Sisters and brothers, this is your heritage. When we start talking about no weapon formed against us shall prosper, you got to read the rest of the verse. It says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage. This is the right. This is the birthright of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. This is your right. It is your right to have hope. I have given you hope, says the Lord. We have hope. We have a treasure that is down in earthen vessels. He has put an investment down within us. You have the strength to recover. You have the strength to recuperate. You have the strength to be restored. You have the strength to make it. You look up, look up, look up. No stroke, no cancer, no disease, no heart disease. Come on, are you listening to me? No blood disease is vile enough to overpower the heritage of the saints. This is your right. Why are you depressed? Get into the right, the privilege, tap into your birthright. Show your ID card. Remind the enemy of who you are. Take control of your atmosphere. Speak those things which are not as though they were. Operate and function in the power that God has rendered to your life. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let me move on and pray for us because I feel like we can just get swept right here. I feel like God is doing something for somebody on this line tonight, renewing your faith, renewing your joy. Restoring your hope. This is your heritage. It is the right. It is the right of your life. It is the birthright. God has given you something. You're worried about what the natural family didn't give you, but when you were born again, you were given a birthright. There is something that God has given you in that new birth of your life, that rebirth of your life. My God, being born again. again, you've got a birthright. You've got a heritage. Your father has given something to you as an inheritance. You can't be overpowered, can't be overtaken. There's nothing you cannot overcome. My God, you're more than conquerors. I got to get out of this. If God be for you, who can be against you? You've got to start hoping again. There's life beyond this moment. You're not weak, you're strong. You're not poor, you're rich. You are the righteousness of God in the earth realm, filled with purpose. You've got a destiny. You're on your way somewhere. The gates of hell can't prevail against you. You've got so much authority that what you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You got keys to the kingdom. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Man, are you listening to me tonight? This is your heritage. It's your heritage. Stand in your heritage. Receive it. Stand in it. You are the policy holder. This is something that belongs to you. It is your right. It is your right. Healing is the children's bread. We are healed by the stripes of our God. We are healed. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. We are healed. We are set free. We are delivered. Our minds are unchained. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. My God. Hallelujah to God tonight. Oh, I just want to know if you're receiving on the conference line. If you're receiving on the Zoom platform, I want to know if you're receiving. I can sense in the spirit that this is connecting with so many of you, and we're getting ready to pray for you tonight. I want you to know that God is up to something. We've got to change, amen, our posture. We've got to change our countenance. We've got to shift ourselves. Stop looking down, look up. And that is being in control of how you feel, being in control of your emotions, not allowing life's variables to get the better of you, but understanding, like Job said, though he slay me, I'm in pain. Praise God, but I'll trust him. Hallelujah. Oh, that's a decision. That's a decision. Job could have easily taken the advice of his wife, cursed God, and allowed death to overtake him. But Job said, though I'm going through this affliction, yet will I trust him. My God, nothing I'm going through will make me not trust him. I trust him even the more. Greater is he that is in you. You've got enough to come out of this. You've got enough to overpower this. You've got enough to survive this season. I'm excited about your future. I want those of you who have submitted your prayer requests to know that your names and your requests remain on my altar. I'm praying for you daily. We are believing God that all of your prayer requests will be shifted into praise reports. We believe God for each of you. Annette West, Martin Merced, Verna Simmons, Donna Parker, Diane Harge, Tanya Bryant, Kimberly Wright, Vernon Thompson, Cheryl Trappier, Denise Bryant Brooks, Dominique Ingram, Renee McClinton-Smichael, Elaine Frank, Deborah Fraser, Nyasha Cooper, Sharima Abdullah, Javier Cheatham, Rochelle Maxwell, Garfelia Kerr, Justin Mack, Arletha Bullard-Amparado, Diamond Smichael, Latoya Nugent, Michelle Smith, Sandra Thompson, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Patrice Taylor, Rosalinda Archbold, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Amani Madison, Michelle Tarua, Radonia Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Shelley Watson, Richard Tarua, Janet Durbin, Celeste Johnson, Benjamin Payton, Anita Harris, Shanika Muniz, Deborah Johnson, Lorraine Williams, Christopher Walker, Jacqueline McFarlane, Shaquana Johnson, Derek Dominic, Geraldine Hall, Kayla Rowan. We are believing God for each of you. There is no issue, there is no challenge that God cannot resolve. I want you to tap into your inner strength, tap into your faith. Tap into your connection with the Lord and let God order your steps, lead and guide you in all truth. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you because although things are happening all around us, you remain the light. You remain the encouragement. You remain the lifter. You are the lifter of every last one of our heads. Father, there is absolutely nothing that we have been through in our lifetime that you have not been there to coach us. You have not been there to lead us. You have not been there to coax us. You have been right there to infuse us with spiritual ability and spiritual might and spiritual power. And for this, Lord, we say thank you. We thank you because every time we turn around, on every leaning side, we have always had your presence. Your presence has been right there. Spirit of the living God, I pray tonight that you would revive the weary, revive the one who is heavy. Revive the one who is dealing with depression on an unexplainable level. Father, I thank you because you are the one who is able to change any condition. You're the one who's able to get down into the soul of a man and reconnect them with the purpose of their life. Father, I am praying tonight that no amount of medication be powerful enough to overwhelm them, to overpower your word. You have made promises to your people. You have made promises to your servants. You've made promises to your sons and daughters. And tonight, God, I am praying that the purpose of their lives be repurposed, reintroduced to them in the name of the Lord Jesus. We break the powers of sadness and darkness from off of the lives of our prayer partners tonight. We declare and decree your goodness in the land of the living. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We put you on notice tonight. We declare that the power of God prevails. The power of God remains strong. The power of God is potent. The power of God is authentic. The power of God is organic. Let your power fall. Let your power fall in every circumstance and in every situation. You know our hearts. You know exactly where we are. You know every matter that we have before you, the petition. You have our list. You have the list of things that perplex us, that ail us. You know exactly where every individual is and what it is that they are dealing with. And the wonderful thing about you, Father, is that you're omniscient. You can be in every situation at the same time. Somebody is dealing with inquiries. They're dealing with questions. Someone else is dealing with pain. Someone else is dealing with the aftermath of a bad decision. But wherever they are, meet them there. Meet them there and let your power accommodate every situation. Father, tonight we pray for results, results, results. Set them on a new course. Chart their paths in the name of the Lord. Father, give us wisdom, wisdom for decisions, wisdom, wisdom for the next move, wisdom, wisdom as we delegate, wisdom as we go forward. We pray now, God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing be able to impede the openness of our purpose, the openness of our next season. Father, I thank you that there are things that we can never understand with our human consciousness, but with your help, with the release of your wisdom, you will give us insight. We thank you tonight for insight. Thank you tonight that at this very moment, somebody has made a decision to hope again. At this very moment, somebody has made a decision to believe again. At this very moment, God, we thank you that the blinders, the scales are falling off of the eyes of the believer, not the eyes that are within the sockets on our head, but the eyes of the spirit. Let our spirit man, my God, be renewed in the name of the Lord. Deal with spiritual vision in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you tonight, God, that you're ordering our steps. You're leading us in every path and in every circumstance and in every situation that we need to be in. Show us the purpose that even as we're standing in what seems to be negative, even as we're standing in what seems to be dark, show us the purpose of our presence in these places and give us the power to execute your agenda. We thank you that you're throwing your weight around in this season. We thank you that there is absolutely no dark force. We thank you that there is no hex. We thank you that there is no curse that is powerful enough, my God, to undo your blessing, to undo your favor on our lives. We thank you that you have sealed it. We thank you that it is sealed by the power of God. I thank you now, God, that even though we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no fear. We reverse the effects of fear in 2025. We are not afraid to look up. We are not afraid to hold our head up. We are not afraid to believe. We thank you, God, that you are delivering us from our fears, delivering us from our anxieties, delivering us from our prohibitions, delivering us from our vices. You are delivering us from everything that would deconstruct what you have put into place. And tonight, God, we thank you for it. We're setting up a new course. Father, we're thanking you now that our footsteps are not wasted. We thank you that where we go, what we do, how we connect, who we connect to, it's not wasted. I thank you, Father, for every lesson. I thank you for every educational forum that you have put in our space, that you have put in our lives. You have made us better. Thank you for the inheritance of the spirit world, what you have given to your people as an inheritance. Thank you, Father, that we are able to walk in the strength of your might, that when our humanity has run out of strength, here you come with your strength. And many of us are moving in your strength. We've been depleted. We've been deficient. We've been insufficient, but you've been right there providing us what we've been lacking. And now, God, as we begin to move forward, as we go forward in faith, as we parallel and go through the month of January, preparing to enter into the month of February, cause us to see beyond what we see, sight beyond sight, vision. We, my God, we strengthen vision tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the enemy seeks to rob us of the future, to rob us of our next, to rob us of our vision, to rob us of our prophecy. But the devil be damned, he's a liar. It is not going to happen. You have given your word, and your word can't return to you void. It must accomplish what you've set it out to do. Give us to understand that your word must come to pass. Help us to walk in audacity. Help us to walk in boldness, holy boldness, to know that we must walk, we must occupy, we must possess, we must take authority, we must take control. We decree and declare your goodness in the earth realm. It is so. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that every thought that works against the realm of the spirit, every thought that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, those thoughts are being torn down. You have given us a weapon, and that weapon is not carnal. It is mighty through you. We have an authority to pull down every stronghold, to cast down imagination, to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge. Father, you are God. You are the author and finisher of our faith, and our faith is yet alive. Our faith is yet strong. Our faith is yet fervent. And we thank you that we're rising in new strength. We're rising in new might. We're rising with new determination. We're rising to execute and to accomplish the agenda of the spirit world. Father, continue to give us all that we need in every area of our lives. Where there has been a lack, my God, cause there to be a bountiful supply. We pray this prayer tonight. We connect with the faith of our sisters and brothers tonight. We believe for every individual who's in our partnership tonight. We trust your word. We trust your will. And we say it is so and it is done. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we say yes, Lord. And we say amen. Come now and let's praise the Lord together. You must couple that prayer with praise. I want you to release that praise right where you are, sisters and brothers. Lift up those voices. Lift up that counsel. countenance wherever you are. If you're on the Zoom platform, if you're on the conference line, praise the name of our God. Come on, there's about 110 of us connected between the two platforms. Let's lift up that praise. Let's worship God like never before. We honor the Lord tonight. Hey, we bless your holy, your righteous name. We trust you, Lord. We're hoping in you. Our strength is found in you. Our lives are increased because of you. You are the Lord of all. We bless your name, Lord. We honor you. We choose to hope. We choose to believe. We choose, yes, Lord. And we say yes. 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 And it is so. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Bless the wonderful name of the Lord. Oh, my God. Saints of God, what a mighty God we serve. The angels do bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I am encouraged. And before you disconnect tonight, I want to know that you are encouraged. To do what? To look up. That's where the encouragement is tonight. Look up. Get out of that sad state of being. Get out of that depression. Do you know that it gives the enemy so much pleasure when we're walking around looking down? Maybe not literally looking down, but even figuratively, even spiritually. We're just down, down in the dumps, heavy, vexed, just walking around so saddened. I want you to know that that gives the enemy so much pleasure. Well, I choose to hope. I choose to look up. I choose to believe, and I am believing that my best days are in front of me. I am believing that my next decision is going to set me on a course of increase and overflow. I choose to believe that what is about to happen in my life is going to put what happened to my life to shame. I believe God. Look up. Get your energy back. Get your strength back. Yes, get your joy back. Return to yourself, and not just yourself, but an even greater self, and recognize who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, but not only fearfully and wonderfully made. Can I use this word tonight? You're fierce. He has made you fierce. You are a force to be reckoned with. The devil better get back, because when you step out tomorrow, when you step out with this new hope, when you step out with this new mindset, you're taking no prisoners. You are phenomenal. And I want you to walk with that very confidence. I want you to walk with that very audacity. Look up. Have an amazing week, saints of God, looking up. I want to remind you that we are praying on this line every morning at 7 a.m., and I want you to join them as they pray and as they impart into your spirit this week. And I cannot wait until we connect again next time. Good night, everybody.